Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome. We are here with another episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast. Welcome, everybody.
Oh, how are you this morning, Brittany?
I'm actually good. November was a really rough month.
Right.
With work and just all kinds of stuff going on. So I'm actually good today. How are you? I know you're feeling a little under the weather.
A little under the weather, but, you know, the sun is out. Lula always says it's a good morning day.
A good morning day. So I like that.
It's a good morning day.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cute. I like it too. So
yeah, what a way to well, speaking of kid,
of Lula. Speaking of Lula. Oh,
she's
my gosh.
Cute, but she's frustrating, huh?
Holy cow. I don't know, like, what happened. I feel like this is a recent development, and it might just be, I don't know. Listen, she just has an attitude. She's four. I guess that's what happens.
Uh-huh.
But, like, everything is like, no, mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. Like, straight up, eye contact, no.
Yeah.
And argumentative, and just, and I'm getting super frustrated. So this morning, I picked out her clothes because we woke up late. So here's the key. Number one is we have got to wake up on time, because mm-hmm. when we're pushing for time, things get real for both of us. And so she put her pants on backwards, and I asked her, I'm like, those look backwards. Is a tag in the back? And she, like, you know, pulls the front of her pants out. She's like, oh yeah, it's good. I'm fine. Cool. And I was like, I'm kind of suspicious, but I gave her the benefit of the doubt. And then I got up and I checked, and I'm like, your pants are on backwards. She's like, no, they're not. And, like, freaked out, backed herself into a corner and, like, blocking me, like, with her arms to, cause I was like, let me just change your pants before I put on your socks. And she freaked out. And then I freaked out, cause I was like, you know what? Fine. And I was like, get out of my bathroom. Kind of unnecessary, but listen, it was serious at the time.
It is pretty serious, especially when you're trying to get out the door.
Yeah, I was like, you're already late. And I was like, get out of the bathroom. And she's like, no. So I'm like, fine, I'll get out of my bathroom. My bathroom. But I knew at that point, like, I just had to walk, had to go.
It starts now. It starts now. It's going to get worse.
I know. So she went to school with her pants on backwards because it wasn't worth it. Which, really looking, it's not worth it. Like, the pants are on. It's fine. Kids, it doesn't really matter. They're leggings. Who cares? I think I have at one time worn my leggings backwards and didn't know it.
Yeah.
No one knew.
So, I mean, if it's not bothering her, then let her wear it,
just
I guess.
Let it go.
Let it go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
That has been, like, the motto of having a four-year-old is let it go.
It's so frustrating. And I've also noticed, like, with her, because this has sort of probably been about a month of just her and I are constantly arguing.
Yeah.
Because she is me. She is me in a small human form with blonde hair. And she immediately is getting defensive, and I think it's because I'm yelling too much. So I'm like, okay, how do I pull this back? Because I don't want it to become a lifetime thing. You know? So now I'm like,
And it's hard. It's hard. It's so hard because Genevieve does the same thing. And actually her teacher, because she got in trouble at school a couple weeks ago because she was telling friends at school, I'm going to play with you today and I'm going to play with you, but I'm not going to play with you. And she was, like, picking people out.
Right. Yeah.
And so they sent her to timeout, and they told me about it at the end of the day. And I was like, send her to timeout. Send her to Miss Cindy's office. We're not having any, like, mean girl stuff going on. Like, let her be in trouble. And you're frozen. Can you hear me?
There. Wait. Oh, it says my internet connection is unstable.
Oh, no. There you are. You're frozen in one spot for, like, a second.
Yeah. All right. It's probably a really good one. Someone will see it. Okay. So she went to timeout.
Yeah, so she went to timeout, and her teacher, so it didn't faze her at all, because when I picked her up, I go, I heard you went to timeout today. And she goes, yeah, I did, but mommy, I didn't cry when I went to timeout.
Mm,
and I was like, great. So her teacher told me, her teacher's like, yeah, I feel really sorry for you for when she is a teenager. Because,
oh, snap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, her teacher was like, she says things and her facial expressions are really funny. She goes, I have to like turn my head and turn around because I'm secretly laughing on the inside.
See, that's my problem too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but for me, I blow a gasket. I go crazy and Genevieve is to the point now where she screams at me and like slams doors. And I'm like, are we really at that age?
I know. Well, we're not slamming doors yet, but there's like some like foot stomping and, I think she's thrown things just like down.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, whoa,
they must have just found like, they feel like they're a little bit more in control maybe. And that's why they're acting like that. And I'm sure it probably doesn't, they probably see the behavior on some of the TV shows they're watching.
I know. So there's, yeah, that I'm really struggling with that too. Like even, so Princess Sophia is literally the only thing that I'm like, you know what? We can watch this. This is pleasant. However, the brother and the sister on Princess Sophia have attitudes.
Oh.
And so she's mimicking them instead of Sophia, which Sophia is sweet and nice and she thinks things over. She's a problem solver and calm and patient.
Everything that Lula is not right now.
And yeah. And I'm like, I need you to focus on Sophia. Forget, I don't even know, James, and I don't know her sister's name, but yeah. I don't know. And then it just escalates. Because then there's me and it's back and it's forth.
Yeah.
And I'm trying. I got to do the whole role model thing. Meanwhile,
what do you do? I mean, do you just leave the room? Mm-hmm. And like,
yeah, that's all I can do right now. So funny. After she left this morning, because my mom took her to school, because I just feel like crap. And I cried when she left. Because
yeah.
I didn't want her. I was like, now you're going to have a bad day. All this stuff. No, kids are like resilient. She's fine, I'm sure. But I was like, dang it. Like, I set her up for a terrible day. And it's really unnecessary. Like, that was not a life and death situation.
Well, but it's not your fault either. You've also got other factors that are thrown in there, like the holidays and you're sick.
And being sick. Yeah, I think my patience was a little thinner than usual. But yeah. I mean, it's pretty dang thin to begin with. Listen, let's be real.
Hey there, fellow military spouse Esther Inman here. And I am so excited to be sponsoring the Mill Spouse Coffeehouse podcast. While my husband was an active duty Marine, I figured out real quick that a traditional corporate job was not going to work with deployments happening at the drop of a hat and this PCS lifestyle. I needed a career that could move with me and as a mom, something that allowed me the flexibility of not being chained to a desk all day. I started working online as a virtual assistant and have since helped almost 1,000 women work online as VAs too. I want to extend the invitation to you to join the Work From Anywhere Military Life Takes You revolution happening right now. I have so many goodies for you to help you kick off your online career, but start with my free class at 90dayva.com. It has a workbook and legit online job resources. No degree or experience needed. Check it out at 90dayva.com. See you in class.
There's not a lot of it. So after she left, I cried, and then I immediately was like, meditations for patients. Where can we gotta find some right now.
I've actually Googled that exact same thing before. Yes. Meditation for patients.
Yeah. So I think that's going to be my next thing to bring. My higher self has got to have patience.
That's what we got to work on. Yeah. I don't know, man. These 4-year-olds are out of control, and Genevieve turns 5 in April. So I don't know if it's going to get better or worse.
I feel like 5's probably pretty rough, and then like maybe 6, 7. I don't know. Y'all that have older children, let us know.
I mean,
is this an ongoing situation until they're teenagers, or?
It probably just sucks all the way, like all the way through.
I know. And I'm trying. And see, my husband has a lot of patience for her. And I don't know if that's like a daddy-daughter thing. Or he's just very patient. He's pretty patient with me, though, too. So he's just a patient person. So I guess I should figure it out. But also, he's not here all day with her.
Yeah.
So there's that.
That helps, too. Yeah, my husband is not patient whatsoever. And so
oh, really?
Those two those two go head to head. I mean, she'll even say things where, like, we got home from school last night and she's like, I don't want daddy to be home because he's the one who is like, we're all eating dinner at the table as a family. We're doing, you know, we're doing this together. And like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't care. Watch TV while you eat
right.
dinner.
You know? Oh, see, we're the total opposite. I'm like, last night even, I had Alexa on playing Christmas music.
Oh, I did too. Yeah.
In the background trying to like, prevent him from turning the TV on, basically. And he was like, all right, are we doing this? We're not watching TV. And I was like, can we just have a nice dinner without TV? I lost. Had to turn off my Christmas music.
Well, we usually, it's a good thing for us to do. I mean, I remember we did that every night growing up, but we didn't eat dinner till like 8 o'clock at night because my mom worked and anything. But sometimes it's hard to have the dinner table and everybody there if it's been a bad day or something, so mm-hmm. I don't know, but to my husband it seems to be really important, so but she doesn't want to do it and he's the one that enforces everything, so you know, I don't let her walk over me, but I definitely will fight back to her, you know, if she
well, and I just like trying to pick my battles too.
But also, do you pick your battles because there's inconsistencies, right? So like, So should you pick your battles or do you need to just, if you're going to be consistent and you don't want her to wear backwards pants or inside out pants, like every time she wears inside out pants, oh, you're frozen again. Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. We're back. Oh, my internet's been so weird this morning. Like, it's not just this. It's everything.
Interesting.
How long was it frozen?
When we were talking about consistencies and, like, do you fight her about backwards pants every time or inside out pants?
No, I don't.
This or should you?
I don't know. I don't feel like it's that big of a deal.
So then you can't. I don't know. It's just hard.
Oh, you're right. You can't, like, you got to stick with it. If you're going to choose to battle it, you have to battle it every time. And that's the thing. And this is like a life lesson. Like, you have to let your discipline, for lack of better words, like, override your emotions and your moods. Because, like, I'm pretty sure I picked a fight over that because I didn't feel good. I was tired. We were running late.
Yeah.
All those things. But that was all on me. Like, she had nothing to do with that.
Right. Like, she probably started off her day in a great mood, and then when the pants thing happened is when it got turned upside down.
She's just like, Mom, why are you freaking out? And then she freaks out back. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know. Who has patience? tell us your ways.
I had to. So, we were in the Nutcracker a couple of weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yes.
And so I had one day I picked up Genevieve's best friend at school because they go to the same school. And then I was going to take them to Nutcracker practice. It was a dress rehearsal. So I brought them both home and I did both of their hair and got them both ready. And it just solidified that I only want one child.
Right. We are not doing this.
Because I was like, this sucks. I couldn't do more than one. So when we got there and her friend's mom finally showed up, I was like, here,
take this child.
Take her. Oh my God. And I mean, not that she was bad or anything, but
right. It's just a lot. Yeah.
Trying to get them both ready. And
have you seen that video of that mom that's trying to change, I think they're triplets, change a triplets diaper, and like, they're all crawling around and running around. And
yes, I would run away. I
right.
would run away.
That's a time where you walk. You just let them do their thing. Run around naked. I don't care.
I put newspaper down on the floor everywhere.
Right?
I'm not fine. Doing this.
I'm just trying to navigate this parenting thing, I guess. I feel like it's kind of like having a toddler again, only they can talk.
You know, I was just thinking the same thing this morning, actually. It is kind of like having a toddler because the emotions are a roller coaster, but now she can express what she's feeling, but like sometimes the feelings aren't, like, she's saying the wrong words. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
she's, like, the other day she was saying, I'm really anxious, but she doesn't really know what anxious means. Mm-hmm. She's just heard people say, I'm anxious.
Yeah. Interesting. That's a big word. Way to go.
Yeah, I don't know where she heard it. She probably heard it on TV.
This TV thing's got to go.
But
I
she
don't know.
Watches. Does Lulu watch Barbie Dreamhouse?
Sometimes
on Netflix. Oh my gosh, that's all we watch.
Well, not necessarily Dreamhouse. She watches like the movies, like The Mermaid, and like where they're themed.
Okay.
Not the Dreamhouse series, because that one is kind of serious.
Well, that one is like, I think where they're like having attitudes and they have boyfriends, and maybe I need to rein in Barbie Dreamhouse, but.
Yeah, I don't know. See, do people have this problem like 100 years ago before there was TV and all that? Like, were children more just.
Uh-oh, you're frozen again. But I think I know where you were going with that question. Were children more disciplined back then when there was no technology? I don't know, guys. Leslie is still frozen. So I think that was the question she was going to ask.
Gosh, every time.
There you are.
I'm back.
So you were going to say, back then, was when technology didn't exist, were children as more disciplined?
Right. Like,
right?
Was it the same problem? Or, like, I feel like it was the same problem, just probably in a different manner.
I'm sure.
Children are children are children.
I'm sure it was something. Like, you know, they.
Also, what did parents do before there was television and stuff?
They probably read a lot. And
oh, that's true.
Had a lot of get to, like, I think people like got together a lot so the kids could play with each other.
Yeah, I'm just like picturing myself like
now it's saying my internet connection is unstable.
100 years ago, maybe it's, I don't know. Instead of go watch TV. Did you get any of that? Because I see that I'm freezing.
It was like robot voice. So say that again.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So we only got little blips of it. So what were you saying? Please repeat.
Okay. So I'm like, okay, 100 years ago, like I'm in the kitchen and my wood stove. And like Lulu's bothering me. So can I just like go outside and play?
Yeah. Yeah. You'd be like, go outside and play and don't get eaten by a bear.
Right. Or fall in the well. So, but would she do that by herself? I don't know. I just can't do that. Which, we're getting a fence, so I think I am going to do that.
Oh. Yeah, you could with a fence. Yeah, sure. I mean, I always tell Genevieve to go to her room if she's punished, but then, like, she just goes, she protests, and then she goes in there and, like, ends up playing with toys that she doesn't play with.
Oh.
Because there's TV. So then she's quiet.
Right. Lula's been, another weird thing that she's doing is she'll, like, because I'm just like, go to your room, and she's starting to, like, put herself in her room and gets in bed, and then she does, like, this fake crying thing.
Oh.
And is like, Mommy, come here. But it's not real, because, like, I come in there, and then she, like, peeks over the covers and is kind of, like, smirky. And I'm like, what do you need? And it's usually, like, never anything. And then I try to talk about it, and she just doesn't. It's not quite there. Because if I ask, like, why did you do that? You know, how can we fix it? She just says what she thinks she's supposed to say, and it doesn't even make sense.
She's probably mimicking it from a TV, seriously. And the reason why I keep saying TV is because Genevieve all the time will watch herself in the mirror, and she'll be like, princesses do this.
You guys have to watch the YouTube on this. This section.
Princesses do this. And, like, she'll, like, flick her hair and, like, do her hands. So I think a lot of it, and she'll be like, mother, mother, oh, mother. Mm. You know, so a lot of it is, like, just mimicking. She's
mimicking
so dramatic.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Mother. That's funny. Well, Lula started calling me Leslie. So annoying.
Yes, I've become Brittany and Keith. Brittany and Keith. Yeah.
Leslie Zachary, I need to talk to you. What? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I don't understand.
These four-year-olds, four going on 25.
No kidding. So, yeah, that's going to be my next thing to work on is patience. Patience, tolerance was in the meditation. It was patience, tolerance, and acceptance, which I never would have, like, put acceptance in there, but it makes a lot of sense. Like, you just got to accept it as it is. Choose whether it's worth it or not.
Yeah.
It's not, honestly. Like, more often than not, it's not worth fighting.
Yep.
and like, you know, because it hurts their self-esteem and they're like, why are you yelling? It's not that big of a deal. I like, for her, she's probably like, yeah, I put my pants on by myself. This is amazing. I'm doing mm-hmm. great. And then I'm like, nope, you did it wrong.
Yeah. That's, you know, probably so that what sucks. It is. Yeah, that really does. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah. So just, I got to think about it more, I think.
Think about it from like her perspective too.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
She's so little and she's still learning and she thinks she did it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. It's hard though when you're in the moment because I'm a yeller.
I'm also a yeller. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just taking that minute to like count to three or think, is it really worth it to start
yeah.
a war with my 4-year-old because I probably will lose.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm walking.
We're gonna be walking.
Lord have mercy, please. But yeah. So anybody has tips, tricks, or share your story also about ridiculous things that you fight with your kid about, because I think it makes us all feel a little better when it's not just us.
Yeah. I mean, we do feel guilty, you know, when you yell for no reason. And
yeah,
I think it's just all part of being a mom.
Yeah, that's true. Yikes.
Yikes.
We're not doing this again.
That's all I can say is yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks like we are actually out of time for this episode. So thank you very much to our listeners. And if anybody has any topic ideas, please shoot us an email at hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com. You guys are always awesome about sending suggestions and asking questions. And so we always welcome that. So you can also send us a message on Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else?
I was going to say, oh, with the holidays coming up, side hustles kind of things, 90-day VA.
Yeah.
You guys make sure that you are on their email list because remote virtual jobs are coming out all the time. And there's an awesome course you can get in on there too.
Yeah, 90dayva.com is where you guys need to go, seriously. I actually just had a couple of friends who just signed up for the program, and I don't know that the program has started yet because they do it every once in a while. Yeah, I think it's quarterly.
Yeah, and it's running right now, so it's not open for enrollment, but you can still get on the wait list for the next opening.
Right.
And get job openings.
I think you can also get on the mailing list, the email list, and get job opening or job listings. That's what I'm
listings.
Looking for. Yeah,
yes.
So that you can go ahead and get on that list for a job, because remote work is where it's at, y'all.
That's where it's at. For real. But yeah, no, I think that's all.
Okay.
I think that is all for today.
Well, we will see y'all back in 2 weeks. We hope everybody had a fantastic Thanksgiving. And as always, thank you for listening. We will talk to y'all later.
Bye now.
Bye.